Add an Easter chocolate faves at BOGO 50% off, from Cadbury to Reese's Mini Eggs and more. And get great family pics with new Easter looks. It's easy with 20% off dresses, polos, and more. Hop in fast for our best Easter deals, only at Target. Restrictions apply.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A busy day in two of former President Trump's cases. First, an appellate court lowering the bond Trump has to pay in his state civil fraud case from $464 million to $175 million. The due date extended by 10 days. Trump reacting.
So I greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and I'll post either $175 million in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary very quickly within the 10 days.
Trump making that statement after sitting in on another New York courtroom where the judge in Trump's hush money case set a trial date of April 15th. The White House says it's disappointed after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled his diplomatic delegation's visit to Washington. Came in protest of the UN Security Council today adopting a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza for the month of Ramadan, leading to a lasting, sustainable ceasefire. This is ABC News. The Texas statute allowing local police to arrest and detain people suspected of being undocumented migrants is still on hold, awaiting a ruling from a federal appeals court.
Critics of Texas SB 4 say it opens the door to racial profiling and improper arrests. In El Paso County on the U.S.-Mexico border,
our office is very committed to making sure that no one's civil liberties are violated.
District Attorney Bill Hicks:
if we see even the hint of that in a case, we will not prosecute.
He's telling police officers they must actually witness firsthand a person crossing the border illegally in order to make an arrest on the new state trespassing misdemeanor. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The Court of Appeals has not given a timeline for a ruling on SB 4. Those twin lottery jackpots just keep climbing. Nearly $2 billion up for grabs. Tonight's Powerball prize is $800 million. Tomorrow's Mega Millions jackpot, $1.1 billion cash value combined, $910 million. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralask brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralask pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the effort to recall him is not legitimate.
It's an effort by a few people on the fringe, a very small number from my own district, being reinforced by grifters out of state who were, looks like, associated with the Democratic Party.
Sunday on WISN-TV's Upfront, Voss said signatures on recall petitions were forged. And some of those collecting signatures harassed people in public spaces to get them to sign. Voss also called his decision to hire former Supreme Court Justice Mike Gabelman to investigate election fraud a mistake, saying he hopes Gabelman gets disbarred for his actions. A Wisconsin congressman's departure gives House Republicans even less of a majority. Green Bay Republican Mike Gallagher's surprise announcement Friday that he's leaving D.C. next month instead of serving out the remainder of his term means Republicans will have 217 House seats while Democrats have 213. His 8th District seat in northeast Wisconsin will remain vacant until the November general election. Gallagher said last month he wouldn't run for a fifth term. He says he's resigning effective April 19th. Wisconsin dementia data emphasizes a growing burden on caregivers.
The 2024 report from the Alzheimer's Association shows some 110,000 Wisconsinites 65 and older living with a diagnosis, most being cared for by family members.
And we know that they are experiencing chronic health conditions of their own. We know that they are experiencing mental health challenges.
Lisa Gruen is with the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Association.
When we talk about what caregivers are telling us that they need in terms of reducing stress and improving their own health, they're asking for help with care coordination.
You can view the full report on the association's website at alz.org. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A mild and rainy day today as high temperatures hit the mid-40s and winds start to get a bit breezy. Light rain ramps up by this evening, bringing around a half an inch to nearly an inch. With heavy downpours possible, as thunderstorms are not out of the question. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
Complex. Live and feeder cattle futures were choppy, but ended the day on the defensive, while lean hog futures found a way to close higher after five consecutive lower closes.
Live from a routine Monday afternoon via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. Today we'll have Phil Conrad of Tradus LLC, chart update with Kerry Artek of Artek Advisory. Right after the news with Michelle Rook, we'll get price action perspective from Jack Scoville of the Price Futures Group. I'm producer Big Apple Joe Stackler, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
And by routine Monday afternoon at AgriTalk, what you mean by that is it feels like the wheels are about to fall off.
Right, routine.
Yeah.
Routinely.
Yeah, pretty routine.
Ambling along.
Thank you, Big Apple.
All right.
Appreciate that. That is Big Apple Joe Stackler. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Let's bring in Michelle Rook, national reporter for Ag Day TV. Michelle, how are you?
Hey, not too bad.
Okay. So we just got, they just started coming through emails. We knew that there was an announcement coming at about 2 o'clock. We got it, and it looks like I'm looking at the one from Sid Miller's, Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. A mysterious disease has been working its way through the Texas Panhandle, puzzling the ag industry. Today, Sid Miller received confirmation from USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack and APHIS that the mystery disease has been identified as a strain of highly pathogenic avian influenza, commonly known as bird flu. To date, three dairies in Texas, one in Kansas, have tested positive for HPAI. So it's making the jump, Michelle, from birds to bovines.
Yeah, going cross species, which we don't like to see. And I think there was a Missouri goat farm that had HPAI as well.
I think it was Minnesota, wasn't it?
Oh, was it Minnesota?
I can't remember.
I knew it was an M, but I couldn't remember if it was Missouri or Minnesota. But, right. It was Minnesota.
And when it made the jump to the goats, you know, everybody you got to pay attention to that. But now that it's in that dairy herd, and it sounds like it's not causing mortality. It's flu-like symptoms. It's cutting into production on aged cows 10% to 20%. So it just takes time to get over it, but got to get this one figured out, because if it continues to morph and becomes, you know, more infectious to bovines, then we got a real problem out there. So
yeah, we don't want a pandemic.
No, God, no. That's the last thing we want.
Yeah.
So, yep. Okay. We better keep going on the news here.
Yep. We'll definitely be following that on all of our Farm Journal outlets for news. So keep in touch, folks. Well, let's start off with soft red winter wheat futures for May. We opened higher and pushed through resistance at 560 before turning back to close slightly lower with a low range close. MHRW wheat futures also spiked resistance at $6 before falling back to post a low range close. Export inspections in the week ending March 21 ending at 315,000 metric tons. That was in line with trade expectations. Traders said the unwillingness of corn to follow beans to the upside also weighed on today's wheat prices. July HRW wheat was 0.75 cents higher at 585.5. July SRW wheat up 1.25 at 570.75. And spring wheat for July closing at 664.25, down 1.5 cents. So pretty quiet day.
Yeah, pretty quiet. But the winter wheat guys are trying to figure out exactly what the condition of the crop is, looking for some updates from USDA in the not too distant future.
Yeah, I think we get those out this afternoon, so we'll keep watching those. Export inspections of corn in the week ending March 21st did total 1.228 million metric tons, also in line with trade expectations. Weather forecasts for Brazil's Safrinha corn crop area is generally dry, and there is risk that stress on the crop will increase this week. Corn export demand remains good, but not great. Traders say if importing countries increase purchases of U.S. corn due to concerns about supplies out of Brazil, that's when crop stress should encourage higher U.S. corn prices. May corn futures stuck in a sideways trading range, though, the contract posting an inside trading day with a mid-range open and a low-range close. May corn futures 1.5 cents lower, 437.75. Dees corn at 474.75, down 0.5 cents.
Yeah, stuck in that sideways trading range. Yep. Not sure what's going to bust it out right now.
We'll see if the reports do it or not. Soybean futures got back the bulk of Friday's losses, with futures posting a low range open and high range close. That puts May beans back on top of the pivotal $12 level, but the contract stopped just short of a full test of resistance of Friday's high of 12.11 and a quarter, excuse me. Soybean export inspections in the week ending March 21st, totaling 769,000 metric tons, also in line with trade estimates. The Brazil soybean crop now estimated to be about 70% harvested, matching last year's pace. May soybeans 16.75 cents higher at 12.09 and a quarter. Novi beans closed at 11.98 and three quarters, up 11.75 cents.
Yeah, that bean crop down there being about 70% harvested, it's basically in line with the pace that we saw a year ago. But, Michelle, when that bean crop was at 70% harvested a year ago, it seems like Brazil was having much more luck, or was much more aggressive in selling that bean crop forward. And there was more of the bean crop that was already hedged through the U.S. system. So
absolutely.
I'm not exactly sure what is happening with it right now, but we'll learn more about that as time goes on. What else you got?
July cotton last tick 92.63, up 78 points, and April live cattle were 130 lower at 186.20. April feeders 105 lower at 250.45, reacting to the cattle on feed report, obviously. And yep. April hogs 57.5 higher, 85.15.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That April live cattle futures, they gap lower in a big way.
Lower.
Mm-hmm. Then they had to rally to fill the gap, and then they fell all the way back to the opening range for the closing bell. You know, so they gave back everything that they gained earlier in the day. You know, that cattle on feed report with the placements coming in above trade expectations, they just pulled. I don't know exactly how to word this. But they just pulled the calves forward, didn't they, Michelle?
I would think so, because we didn't place as many in January because of the weather.
Right.
So right. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
And remember, so, we're comparing to a really low number a year ago.
Right. So it's not like just because we place more calves in February that all of a sudden our supply side issues are fixed. Although, you know, they are bringing in a few more calves from Canada, more calves coming in from Mexico. So we can't ignore that. But at the same time, we've still got an ultra skinny supply of feeder cattle coming to this market for the foreseeable future.
I also want to mention we had record cash trade last week. That is very bullish.
Exactly. And a little bit of trade around 190 in Iowa today, I was hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You bet.
Good stuff, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Okay, you bet.
All right. That is Michelle Rook, national reporter for Ag Day TV. We're going to talk grain market fundamentals with Phil Conrad from Tradus LLC next.
Potential. It's the one thing that farmers work tirelessly to reach. Sometimes it takes more than just sweat equity. It takes real financial backing. And whether it's land, equipment, or a little help to make the most of your operation, FBN Finance is the partner for you. At FBN Finance, our farmers' first philosophy means that we have a team of ag experts that looks at each farm and farmer's unique needs, giving you a loan package that fits your goals. And now with FBN Finance, you can get $500 off closing costs for farmland loans over $250,000. With great rates, instant approvals, and a pre-qualification on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC, and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
Are you ready to maximize your yields? Use Germinator Steel Closing Wheels. Germinator Steel Closing Wheels provide a 13 bushel advantage per acre in no-till and a 7 bushel advantage per acre in conventional as compared to standard rubber wheels.
Caution, please confirm that you have additional space in your bin before adopting Germinator Closing Wheel Systems.
Call 712-520-6051 or visit farmshopmfg.com to place your order today.
Want a product that will give you nitrogen all season long? Then you want to try Envita. Envita gets directly into the cells of the plants, and it's easy to apply, foliar or in furrow. Envita provides the flexibility you need for your farm practices. Whether you want to reduce your nitrogen and maintain yield, or maintain your nitrogen and increase yield, Envita fits your farm. Envita SC formulation is OMRI registered. To learn more about Envita, visit azotic.com. That's AZOTIC.com.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Trying to get through more of the press release from the Texas Commission of Agriculture. And, Tyne Morgan had a story on AgWeb at the end of last week talking about this mysterious disease that was into the dairy herd, pretty much had it spot on. Cattle impacted with HPAI or bird flu exhibit the flu-like symptoms, including fever and thick or discolored milk, accompanied by a sharp reduction in milk production, averaging between 10 and 30 pounds per cow throughout the herd. Economic impacts to facilities are ongoing as herds that are greatly impacted may lose up to 40% of their milk production for 7 to 10 days until the symptoms subside. So needing to get in front of what is happening with the bird flu making the jump to bovine. And they'll be working hard on it, no question about it. All right, Phil Conrad, Tradus LLC, is our guest analyst today. Phil, it's good to talk with you again, buddy. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Chip. The cold's blowing in, and you know what? My Huskers let me down again on Friday, so it's just another day here in the Western Plains, I guess.
Dude, I am telling you, when I reached out last week to get you on the show, it was with the full intention of being able to celebrate the Huskers' first win in the NCAA tournament.
I've given up celebrating the Huskers. Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm a huge fan, but I'm putting all happiness aside.
Don't do that. Come on, they had a good year.
Hey, we'll take it. You know, it's nice to be talking about basketball in March and not spring football. So that's a step in the right direction.
That's right. That is correct. They had a good year. How did they finish in the Big Ten? Was it third?
They lost semifinals. They finished third. Yes, they were the third seed in the tournament. So
yeah,
great year. We can't
complain. Yeah, it's fantastic.
We got Fred signed an extension, so hopefully no one comes knocking on his door either.
Yeah, that's as good as the paper written on it. You know that.
That is the truth.
All right, let's get to it real quick. Are you picking up any chatter about what happened in the cattle market today? We had that negative reaction on the open from the cattle on feed report and then rallied all the way back, filled the gap, and then fell all the way back to the opening range today. Just kind of did a round trip.
Yeah, all the way around the world. I tell you what, it is nice to see at least we held support on June fats there, kind of that 181 type level. Hold that. We'll see if we get any follow through to the lower tomorrow. I guess if you do, just looking at moving averages, you probably got a decent chance going back to the 176. Let's hold some support here. Cattle, let them do their deal. We're going to have some ups and down days. But like I said, hold support. Let's see what kind of follow through we get to the rest of the week here.
Yeah. Yeah. Strength in the cash cattle trade at the end of last week. Strength in the cash trade, although very, very light cash trade today. There was some. And I think the market needs a downside correction. That's the biggest thing that I'm looking at right now in live cattle.
Well, I think you look at just say technically too, we need to go back and forth, you know, kind of the oversold category.
Yep.
And bounce off that and see if we can't work back higher. But we've been on a hell of a run since, 162 back kind of late no. So, yeah, I think we're going to add that back. We went back and filled some gaps from the previous chart then. And like I said, they're going to – everything ebbs and flows. And so, yes, maybe that report Friday wasn't overly friendly, but does the overall trend and overall fundamentals of cattle lead you to believe we can put in higher prices and there'll be better days? Yes, most definitely.
Gotcha. Okay. I look at the way the corn traded today, ending up in that July contract down 0.75 cents. That makes sense to me. I look at July beans up 16.25. I'm not sure if that does make sense to me ahead of the quarterly grain stocks and the prospective plantings report on Thursday. What lit a fire in the soy complex?
That is a great question. Now, I will say, you look at just technically speaking, again, we probably got a little more bouncing off moving averages to say that's more supportive in the soybean world than it is in the corn world. I don't know if it had any bearing on the report coming up. I think more than anything, you probably got to be, I'm less optimistic probably about both commodities, but if you're going to say one that could come in lower acreage, you would put your money on beans and not corn in that situation. So are we trying to maybe build some of that in? Beans, you really got to think, could go back on the July contract and try to test that 1250 and then above that to 1276. Beans have a lot stronger seasonality, not that corn doesn't, but beans have gotten beaten down so bad. And you look over the last 20 years from, say, harvest type October 1st price to April 1st price, usually we're higher at some point come April 1st or before then. And we just haven't had that this year. So do you get more money flow, I guess, to come the bean way? And obviously just the swings can be greater. But to say it makes sense, it doesn't. You know, if you flip over to corn, we're just so choppy and sideways, it's hard to want to do much of anything other than try to take advantage of the latest 30-cent rally in the last, 30 days or so.
Yeah, yeah. Back on beans, looking at the chart, I know it's been a nice move. I mean, we've gone from 1150 up to 1235, roughly.
Yep.
Is there any reason to think that we in the July beans, where is that gap? 13, 11 and three quarters at the top of the gap. Any reason to think that we can't go back up there and fill that?
No. Honestly, I think that's a great target price. Now, you don't want to hold all your beans for it. I'm not in that camp. But to say we won't go back and fill it, gaps get filled, right? What's the fundamental catalyst to get there? It'll be obvious in hindsight, but I think right now you got to say, well, there's a good chance that could fill. You know, if you're sitting on, I don't know, just take it down to percentages. What I've been breaking down to clients is, okay, we've had that, 80-cent rally in beans off the lows. Mm-hmm. Let's take a third off here. You probably need some cash flow. Quickest thing you can turn to cash, beans. Mm-hmm. Let's hit another third towards that 1276 level, and then the other third at the top end there to see if we fill that gap.
Good.
It's good risk management to stair step your way out, because you don't know that gap. It could be August before it gets filled. And you just don't know what the rollover and what our weather is going to be and everything else. But you don't want to leave it all on the table, hoping. All of a sudden it's August 15th and you got nothing done. So overall, so, I think it's going to get filled. Yes.
When, if that gap does get filled, and then the market kind of, you know, sits back and consolidates for a bit, makes a move up through 1350, does that just become a new crop play at that point?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I don't see, in my opinion, you know, if you're selling a third now and then you're waiting for that gap on the other two thirds, you're saying goodbye. You got to part ways with your 23 crop. Focus then on the 24 and say, okay, we're going to make, if it stays at a 23-cent inverse to the nove, that's great. We go to 1350, you're selling 13 plus dollar beans for new crop, and that's a home run. Well, I shouldn't say home run. It's a way better situation than what you're in today. So you just got to piecemeal things out. You're never going to make the right decision all in one day, right? You could make the argument here if you wanted to go buy some calls, great, but I think you got to part ways with this crop and not let your 23 marketings distort your 24 expectations either is a big thing I've been trying to tell clients.
I like that. It sounds to me like you want to be opportunistic.
Yes.
Yep.
Very much so. Well, I think I don't know. Overall, this coming up intentions report, you got the intentions, but you also have quarterly stocks. Typically, your soybeans are going to come in higher than expectations they have for the last 6 years, ranging from, say, 12 million bushels to 77 million. And so why not bite some off here thinking, well, we could roll back over into the depth of that rollover. You don't know. But then you got to think, well, we're going to have weather. There's other things that are going to play into it that can give us another run at it. And who knows, do exports or some sort of demand pick up in the meantime. But you got to have the expectation set today that you better reward an 80-cent rally and refocus to what you want to do with the rest of your old crop sitting at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not just on the grain stocks. Soybean acres, the prospective plantings, and it hasn't been a huge difference, but it has been coming in at least a touch heavier than actual bean plantings. So, yeah. lots of things to think about going into these reports. There's a reason that the merch report moves prices. You know,
that's 100%.
That's exactly right. Okay, we're talking with Phil Conrad, Tradus LLC. When we come back, we're going to run through this, kind of the same thing on corn, and then see where the conversation takes us here on AgriTalk.
All right, let's see here. Acuron corn herbicide. Powerful weed control? Check. Long-lasting residual? Check. Proven crop safety? Check. Acuron checks all the boxes, which is why it outperforms and outyields all other corn herbicides by 5 to 15 bushels an acre. Talk to your local Syngenta retailer or visit findmorebushels.com to discover your revenue potential today. Always read and follow label instructions. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide.
Farmers are the heartbeat of rural America.
Congress recently invested $20 billion in America's farmers and ranchers, focusing on conservation practices and profits for future generations. Today, these funds are at risk.
You're squawking over $20 billion. That USDA program, it's investment into the future for everybody.
If the funding was eliminated, it could hurt farms and families.
Tell Congress, protect this generational investment in the Farm Bill. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com. Check out where the markets closed. July HRW wheat futures, 0.75 cents higher, 585.5. July SRW wheat up 1.25 to 570.75. May corn futures 1.5 cents lower, 437.75. December corn futures closed at 474.75, down 0.5 cents on the day. May beans 16.75 cents higher, 1209.25. November soybeans closed at 1198.75, up 11.75 cents. April live cattle futures, 1.30 lower at 186.20. April feeders, 105 lower at 250.45. And April hogs were 57.5 higher at 85.15. Give Pro Farmer a try at tryprofarmer.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
When it comes to farming and family, the most important thing is laying down roots. Hey, it's Matthew from Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi, and we want to help you grow your roots. From planting to harvest, we can help you lay your foundation through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and great service. We know how to help because we know Bluff Country. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of strong roots in the community and the relationships we build. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Farmers, it's spring planting time and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A mild and rainy day today as high temperatures hit the mid-40s and winds start to get a bit breezy. Light rain ramps up by this evening, bringing around a half an inch to nearly an inch. With heavy downpours possible, as thunderstorms are not out of the question. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We are in the middle of a conversation with Phil Conrad from Tradus LLC. Phil, open up your July corn chart. Let's start with that and try to decipher a little bit about what is going on in this corn market besides a whole bunch of sideways over the past 3 weeks.
Well, it's been a boring trade, but I will say maybe feels good compared to where we were for 60 days there. You know, sideways feels like a home run compared to being down every day. So, you know, where do we go? We're bouncing on that, 50-day moving average, the 452 level. We closed above it last week, but couldn't get anything sustained above it. Are we just waiting to see what happens Thursday to do something one way or another that would seem to make sense? Is the downside that great, maybe? I don't know. We got a lot of corn. Whether you want to believe it or not, that's what we're going to get told. So,
yeah,
I guess from a marketing aspect, and really this it gets trickier, I think, on corn than beans, just because if you're holding a lot of old crop corn, you need to be a seller at, you know, these type of levels on some portion. And that comes down to your risk tolerance, honestly. If you're 10 to 30%, but I lean more on the heavier just because you do have another crop that you're going to plant here.
Yeah.
But it's hard because you thought this crop was worth, well, six at one point. I think everyone at harvest still thought five to 550 were realistic numbers. So this is hard to wrap your head around of selling, say, 450 cash in this environment, but you don't want the alternative isn't great. And although it doesn't feel like the downside's massive, for the next 60 days or so, and I would tend to agree it doesn't shouldn't be with a seasonal uptrend, but at some point basis is going to open wide open, and there's a lot of statistics that tell you better have it sold by like June 10th before the cash market really falls apart. So that's probably my biggest concern. Okay. Is let's at least get some basis locked in the next 30 days. Looking forward, you'll get a pop here, or you should be seeing it probably already. Of April, May type stuff, get something proactive done and have targets out there to be a seller. Cause I don't know. I'm not this super bearish person, but I think you got to really be cognizant in the market we're in that lower prices are definitely on the table, and another 50 cents lower hurts a lot more than 50 cents higher. Cause it's going to affect two crops at that point.
Man, you got that right. That is well put, and very, very true what you just said. Now, what is it that might have you less bearish than many in the market? I mean, is it the positioning of the funds?
I think that's a part of it. I think it all plays a part. You know, we're hitting some technical strengths here, right? And so I think you got to reward the market again. And the percentage basis, do you do 20 to 30%? You got to run a pencil pretty hard, do you think?
Yeah.
Our feed use is going to be higher this year. You see people saying from 50 to 150 million bushels. But when does that actually show up on the balance sheet? That's the hard part. It's probably later in the year, just USDA is slower to change that stuff. History would tell you we're not going to see a lower acre number on Thursday. Usually the deviation's to the higher, and on average, you're probably closer to a million to 2 million acres higher. And beans, kind of the same thing, lower. And so six out of the last 8 years on corn, we've seen that increase in acres. If you see that this year, and we're flirting with 93 million acres, we're in tough sledding. And you can say hot, dry summer and bang the drum on weather all you want, and I'm not going to, make that assumption. There's definitely a lot of things that would lead you to believe that, and that we could see a decreased yield. The reality is we need a decreased yield so we don't have 2.4, 2.5 billion bushels of corn.
Right.
Can you be optimistic still? Right.
Right. On the yield side of things, you got to remember too that if you do end up with a million more planted corn acres, and you end up with 180 million bushels more on the supply side of the balance sheet, you got to take two bushels off the national average corn yield to remove those 180 bushels that you add with a million acres of corn.
Correct. And, yeah. I think there's reason to be optimistic, right?
Yep.
You can't sit here and not everything stays the same, right? And is it something in South America? Is it something demand-wise? I mean, our weather is not a told story. You know, do we get to May and you have wetter and colder weather? Do we get off to a poor planting start? There's a lot of what ifs, and really they don't know need to come true. We just need to scare the market to the tune of giving us opportunities. And again, history would tell you that we get those opportunities. Now, there are years that just grind sideways to lower, which again, I think gets a lot harder to mentally wrap your head around on old crop than it does new today at 475. That's maybe not a horrible place to be a seller and getting something, you know, whether it's all then, you know, I've been trying to push guys more to the 20 to 40% done on new crop in some form or fashion, just because I don't want to, you know, seasonally speaking, you need to keep clipping along. And I don't want to be here in late April, 10% sold, staring at 440 new crop corn. And then you're on a prayer or marketing plan of just hoping for that to happen. And that's not a successful way to go through it most times. Now, it's been rewarding the last few years at times, but you got a plan that history would tell you will roll back over. And so it's, you know, there's definitely bullish things out there. It's just,
you know,
any acre number you throw at this or anything on paper perceives to be bearish today.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Couple of things. Things don't stay the same. You are absolutely right on that. So you've got to be prepared for that change. And how smart is it to say, listen, here's what I don't want to have happen, and I'm going to take action right now to make sure that I don't find myself in that situation that I don't want, you know, 6 weeks down the road. I think that's just smart, a smart way of looking at it and giving yourself some incentive to do things on the risk management side of the market, Phil. I think that's really good.
You know, it's we always say expect nothing and prepare for everything. So you got to put yourself in the mindset of the corn's a dollar higher or a dollar lower. How do you feel? And you know, last few years there's probably been times a dollar lower didn't scare you as much. But a dollar lower in this environment really could put you in a bad financial situation. So you need to be more, say, risk on to or risk off to be a proactive marketer. And however that looks for you, that's different for everybody. And you know, you could. There's no way it can go lower. There's no way this and that. You got to throw those ideas out the window because you just don't know what's going to happen. And that's the reality of marketing is that. And the risk would seem to be, maybe we say this every year, but the risk seems to be higher. Your cost of failure is greater today than it was, say, a year ago when corn was at 560.
Gotcha. I like it. What are you looking at in the outside markets? Whether is it the dollar, is it the energies, interest rates? What's got your attention out there?
Dollar, definitely. You got to look at crude oil, too. It's made a nice little run. Interest rate deal, a lot of different thoughts on that. I don't think you'll maybe see the drop that they keep talking about. But we had a speaker come to one of our meetings, and he kind of said that things are going to stay probably more elevated interest rate wise than the Fed's telling you. And some of that's the thought that, you know, Powell going out the door doesn't want to be responsible for higher inflation rates after he leaves and basing it back on that. And it just seems like we're in that environment that they're going to stay where they're at, which then if you take that back to grain marketing, you argue you need to become a very aggressive seller earlier in the year and get your cash back home. I think that's a big part of it. You know, energies in general, can we get a pop there? Like I said, crude's good off the lows, but it was trying to rally when corn was going down too. I just think you got to also remember, it's not that election years mean a ton to agriculture, but your overall risk maybe is greater to something erratic happening due to the environment and the world we're in that could be bullish or bearish. And so some of that stuff you listen and read, and I try to pay attention to kind of that global political landscape just solely because it interests me and because there's risks out there that could affect the marketings. And that's where you got to lean back to say, you don't know, but if then this, and how are we going to react to it? And how are we going to stay in a position that gets us to next year and gets us to see a different set of marketings? And you don't know what could happen demand wise. There could be a lot of things that change in that world too. And honestly, our demand's very robust right now. And so you got that going for you. You can say exports are poor, but you know what? They're running significantly ahead of last year, which they need to, right? To fulfill USDA values. But those are all good things that if we were to have a shrinking crop at any given point, it starts getting trade fired up. So as much as you hate to say wars and things of that nature are things you need to keep your eye on, but it's just where we're at, and it has been for 2 years at this point.
Exactly. Yeah, the demand at least living up to expectations gets rid of a "yeah, but" argument, and so do some of the wars and geopolitical hotspots. You're exactly right. Good stuff, Phil. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, good times, Chip. That was good.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later. That is Phil Conrad, Tradus LLC. Carry our tax up next.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text GOOD to 511-511. Text GOOD to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Justin Welch is the head of digital ag at Syngenta. He joins us right now. Justin, GHX, what is it? What does it do for growers?
GHX is bringing a new high touch, high digital experience to our growers. We sell corn and soybeans, so it's seed in a different way. It's a way that we can work with growers to get right products on the right field at the right population, and we're using digital tools to help do that. It does not mean every farmer has to be digitally enabled, but we're going to use technology to help the farmer make better decisions.
Okay, I got to hear more, because if I'm a farmer, how do I use it?
If you're a farmer, it's up to you, meaning that we have farmers, about half of them, they use the app on their own for mapping their own fields. They're looking at imagery, they're scouting fields, they're looking at weather and growth stages and looking at agronomic insights on their own. About the other half, our seed advisors and agronomists work for the grower to help provide that to them in the same way. So if you're a grower and you're digitally enabled, you can do a lot of this on your own. If you're not, but you like the information, we have people that provide that for you.
Okay. You've got to work with other people and to get the most out of GHX, because where does the solution to issues come from?
The solutions come from our agronomy team. One thing that's really cool about Golden Harvest, I've been here about 5 years, is the rich history in agronomy. So what we try to do in our digital tools is bring that agronomy in a simple way to our growers so they can actually implement it and make better decisions. On things like spraying a fungicide, do I or do I not? Is it for this hybrid or for that hybrid or that field, and on what day? We can simplify that for growers mid-season when they're really busy.
Fantastic. Justin, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Justin Welch, head of digital ag at Syngenta.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Really good conversation with Phil. Phil Conrad, Tradus LLC. Couple of real gems in there on just ways to think about your marketing and your risk management and avoiding situations that you do not want to find yourself in when it comes to marketing. What a great way of deciding, hey, now is the time for me to make some moves and get things started. All right, it's Monday afternoon. That means it's time to take a look at the charts. Kerry Artak, Artak Advisory, joins us. Hey, Kerry, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, Chip. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing just fine, just fine. ArtakAdvisory.com, A-R-T-A-C Advisory.com. Go there, find the two-week free trial, click it, and Kerry will get you started on a two-week free trial of his service. But for now, let's go ahead and figure out what you're thinking in May beans here, Kerry.
Yeah, I'm continuing with last week's lineup just to keep people abreast. The May soybeans, last week I mentioned 12.21 3/4. That's a long-term trend-defining speed line coming off the actual contract high from a couple of years ago. That was at 12.21 3/4 and 12.19 3/4. This week we closed 12.09 1/4 today. It does represent a ceiling of resistance that can contain buying into May expiration, and below which this market can quite easily fall to new lows. By expiration, 11.46 half in reach over the next 2 to 3, 3 to 5 weeks, and even possibly to 10.89 even long-term support by May expiration. I kind of doubt 10.89 even as a target unless we were to close below 11.46 half, and then I see it as a 3 to 5 week likelihood. 10.89 even can contain not only May contract selling into its expiration, but broader soybean market selling pressures through summer trade. Now, if we close the week above 12.19 3/4, that actually indicates, I think, a good low through the balance of May contract life. The next 3 to 5 weeks then likely to claw its way back to the 12.77 1/4 level. 12.77 1/4 is a 3-year channel bottom that we settled below in early January, represents long-term resistance, able to contain buying not only into May expiration, but possibly broader soybean market, you know, like July contract buying as we move through summer trade. We got to get above 12.77 1/4 at the end of any week to neutralize the bearish tempo that has plagued this market for the last, 6 months to a year. On to June live cattle, another update from last week. We've got 180.95 as trend-defining support. That's a rising speed line off that December low, and that was a little lower last week. 180.10 last week rises to 180.95. Today, we close at 181.60, and we had a 180.75 low. So we did test the trend-defining support, and above which, I think 184 even is likely over the next couple of weeks, and we could push all the way into the mid-190s. 194.02 is the June contract high from last September. I think that is ripe for retesting by June expiration, holding above 180.95, closing above it this week. If we can close over the next week or two above 184 even, that is probably within just about a month or two away. 194.02, solid double top territory through the balance of June contract life. Now for the downside, if we close the week Friday below 180.95, that's a meaningful sell signal through April into May. The next 1 to 2 months, then expected to fall to 171.87, which is also a meaningful long-term support area that I would expect to contain selling into June expiration. So 180.95, our floor of support, we tested it actually today, and above which we can continue higher into the mid-190s by June expiration. But if we close below it, the lower 170 is expected over the next 1 to 2 months. And finally, cotton. I mentioned how we've got last week was 93.58. This week, 93.91. We closed below that last week. That is really what I'm trying to say. We closed last week, last Friday, in a meaningful sell signal that should result in bearish continuation over the next 3 to 5 weeks down to 87.58. And as we move into later summer autumn trade, I do think the 79 even to 82 even region is in reach. We have failed to close above long-term resistance over the last couple of months after testing it a lot. And the sell signal last week below, what is it now, 93.91, just adds weight to the market as we continue through summer. Upper 70s, low 80s anticipated as a long-term objective. Now, upside, if we can close above 96.99 at the end of a week, and I don't see that happening this week, but if over the next few weeks we can close above 96.99, just the opposite, the market's momentum reverses, pivots us north into summer trade, the 113 to 115 region, then likely within 3 to 5 months. But we're a long way from that, given last week's settlement below 93.58 and what is this week at 93.91. And that's all I've got, Chip.
All right. All right. Good stuff, Kerry. Thank you so much, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it.
All right. Kerry Artak, Artak Advisory. Okay. National Weather Service, 6 to 10 day outlook. This is for March 31st through April 4th. Can you believe that? Holy smokes, all the way out to April 4 on the 6-10 day. Below normal temperatures expected in the upper Midwest. Northern Iowa, northern half of South Dakota, most of Wisconsin, northern half of Michigan, looking at below normal temperatures. Near normal temperatures expected west to east through the center of the Corn Belt, and then above normal temperatures expected in southern production areas, southern two-thirds of Kansas, southern three-quarters of Missouri, southern half of Illinois, looking at above normal temperatures, March 31 to April 4. Above normal temperatures, above normal precipitation expected across the entire Corn Belt from March 31 to April 4. Now, this morning, when we talked with Brett Walsh from BAMWX.com, he started to hint that we'll get back to more normal conditions as we get a little deeper into April. The 8 to 14 day for April 2nd through the 8th, National Weather Service is looking at near normal conditions, near normal temperatures across most of the country, including the Corn Belt, and near normal precipitation across most of the Corn Belt as well. All right, Justin Tupper, President, U.S. Cattlemen's Association, is going to be with us in the morning. We're going to talk about electric ID tags. We are going to talk about beef imports from Paraguay. And one way or another, we are going to learn more about bird flu making the jump from birds to bovines down in Texas. We'll do that tomorrow morning right here on AgriTalk.
Go on the offensive against weeds with Antares Complete from Helena. Antares Complete eliminates early weed competition with long-lasting residual control of broadleaf weeds and grasses. With a balanced premix of three herbicides, Antares Complete combats herbicide resistance and helps soybeans achieve a faster, more vigorous start to the season. Take a tactical first strike against weeds. Protect your soybeans early with Antares Complete. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777.